Thank you, Mr. President. Deputy High Commissioner, as you have reported, Ukraine's energy system has been a main target of Russia's military attacks. Canada condemns Russia's attacks on civilian and critical infrastructure, including the massive strike in November 2024 involving nearly 200 missiles and drones hitting critical energy infrastructure, affecting over a million people and exacerbating the country's humanitarian needs. Before the full-scale invasion by Russia, Ukraine had one of the most developed power sectors in Europe, with universal access to electricity. And now, 3 years later, Russia continues to destroy vital civilian energy networks and services. Throughout 2024, Russia's attacks on Ukraine's energy infrastructure reduced its capacity by 85%, disrupting power, heat, and essential services like water and transportation. As a further example of Russia's complete disregard for civilian lives, we witnessed the attack on an IAEA armored vehicle in December of 2024. Deputy High Commissioner, Canada shares concerns about the treatment of detainees and prisoners of war, including instances of torture, ill-treatment, and sexual and gender-based violence at the hand of Russian forces. Furthermore, your reporting of Russia's use of propaganda in education to compel children's loyalty is alarming. Canada calls on Russia to abide by its obligations under IHRL and IHL and end all attacks on Ukraine's energy and civilian infrastructure and cease its illegal war. I thank you.